friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with the timbal and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 150 there, Fred. Happy Thursday to you. So good to see you. Are you breathing today? You got a heartbeat? You got air flowing through your lungs? Be sure to praise the Lord today and all this week. Hey, happy Thursday this October the 22nd, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I'm so glad to fellowship with you. We have a great program in store for today. We're going to be celebrating pastors. I'll tell you what, pastor, the job of a pastor is completely different than any other job. I do have to say, I mean that with all of my heart. I'm a bivocational pastor myself. In other words, I work a full-time job outside of the church office, so to speak, and I work part-time or full-time in the church, part-time pay from the church. And it is a difficult job. It can be quite taxing. It can be exhausting, but my goodness, there are so many blessings in the shoes that I fill. And I know I speak for many pastors today. So October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So today we're going to be celebrating and honoring these men who God had set apart before they were even born to serve Him in that capacity. So we're going to be celebrating pastors today. But first, just want to take care of some business coming up this Saturday. Just want to remind you, the Sacred Heart Church will be having their quilt show and high tea on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Going to be taking place at the Sacred Heart Church Hall, 208 South Pine Street in Villa Grove. For more details, just call 217-621-5566. Also this Sunday, you want to mark it down. Invite some friends to be part of the Singing Men concert this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign. 6 p.m. this Sunday night. Church is located at 1913 South Mattis Avenue in Champaign. These guys do a great job, so you're invited to be part of that. Either just see them for the first time or the 50th time. It's going to be a blessing regardless. 217-355-5947 for more details. Again, that's 217-355-5947. Also, just want to remind you, as we head into our 20th year here at Great News Radio, we still have a need for friends to step in and be part of the giving family and part of the 2020 challenge. It's a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. So as we head into our 20th year, can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? Your support really does make a difference. It really does. You know, being a listener-supported radio ministry, we really depend on friends like you who financially support Great News Radio. So either you can sign up for the 2020 Challenge, which is a total gift of $400. You can give it all today. You can pay over for the next 20 months, $20 a month. Or maybe you're somebody who can give a gift of maybe $1,500 or somebody who can give a gift of $25. Regardless, no gift is too big or too small, especially, friend, when God enters the equation. So consider getting involved and being part of the giving family today. You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, just click on the button that says donate, or you can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Regardless of what God puts on your heart and regardless what you put in the envelope or give online, we thank you for your continued support of this radio ministry. Well, as mentioned before, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. You know, pastors typically make substantially less each year than their own board members, deacons, and elders. Nearly 70% of pastoral spouses work outside the home, most often due to a financial need. So one way to just honor and appreciate your pastor this month is maybe send them a gift card to their favorite restaurant. You know, I know many churches host a card shower each October for their pastor, maybe during a potluck, and maybe have a card shower where members kind of present pastors with gift cards and thank you cards and notes of appreciation cards and let them know how much the pastor has made a difference in their lives. So we'll continue to look at some other ideas on how to celebrate your pastor this month. But first, here's a great pastor appreciation song right here from Donna Jackson. It's called The Pastor Song.
You answered the call and obeyed God's command. He sent you here. We know you're in his hand. Your message from the Word touches all our very soul. We've seen your faithfulness and we want you to know. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your father say, my child, well done, my child, well done. In the still quiet place, on your knees in prayer, sees your tears, hears the burdens you bear. The Lord's by your side, blesses all that you do. Through the good and bad times, he'll see you through. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your father say, my child, well done, my child, well done. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do, and God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your father say, my child,
Donna Jackson and the Pastor Song. Of course, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
Dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea. We heard these angels singing, and someone called your name. You t- turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." Then he said, "Boy, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. So thank you for giving to the Lord, 'cause I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you, said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church? His pictures made you cry, and you didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Oh, Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm in heaven today. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am the life that was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad." One by one they came, far as your eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. And it was the little things you done, sacrifices you made. Oh, they were unnoticed on this earth, in heaven now proclaimed. You're not supposed to cry, but friend, I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward." Giving to the Lord, 'cause I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so
honoring pastors today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. And today we're talking about and celebrating pastors and playing some great music that just appreciate their hard work. And also looking at ways to just honor them and celebrate them. You know, I've heard of a church one time investing, pulling together their resources and finances to purchase a full set of Bible commentaries for their pastors. So that's a great way to just let him know that you appreciate him by investing in him, because obviously you're going to get a return off of a great gift like that. Lifeway.com posted just a couple other ideas. Maybe do an office makeover. Maybe do a surprise office makeover. Fresh paint. Maybe some new furniture. Maybe a computer upgrade. Lifeway.com also recommends maybe putting together some of his favorite things in a basket. Think of a small thing your pastor enjoys, maybe like M&Ms or fishing lures, coffee, and put it all in that basket and surprise him one Sunday right there, either on his desk or in the pulpit. I know some churches put together video presentations of videos and pictures of the pastors in action during the past year, set it to maybe music and play during the offering or whatnot. I know some churches submit an open letter to the local newspaper to announce to the community their appreciation for their pastoral staff and their families as well. But in the midst of all of this, friend, I know we're coming up with some fun ways to celebrate pastors. But I encourage you today to pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray that the Lord will keep him focused on the things of the Lord. Pray for your pastor's wife. Pray for your pastor's family. It is not only a difficult position to be in as a pastor, but for a pastor's wife and the pastor's kids and their entire family. Pray for them. Lift them up. Go to the throne room of God on their behalf and pray. Pray that he will stand firm in the pulpit. Pray that he will continue to be bold in preaching the entire word of God, and pray for his relationship with the Lord. Pray for your pastor.
To the guy who left the pamphlet on the midnight Greyhound bus that asked me if I knew where I was going. To the late night TV preacher when I couldn't sleep a wink, reminding me there's peace for those that know him. To the kid who wore the t-shirt that said Elvis is cool, Jesus is the one.
thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you today for the men that you have set apart in the role of the pastorate. Father, I pray for sons of thunder in the pulpits on Sunday. Father, I thank you for the pastors. I thank you for their wives. I thank you for their families. I thank you that you've called them to be salt. You've called them to be light. And Father, I pray a special blessing on them. Lord, I ask that you just encourage them, Father. I pray that you surround them with great godly folks who will love them and lift them up. As they lifted up the hands of Moses, Father, I pray churches will lift up their pastors today. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Friend, I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention today and the fellowship. I really appreciate that. But just be sure to let your pastor know that you appreciate him. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Mark and Jason, in the studio tomorrow, 7:32 a.m., and for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, 7:32 p.m. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.